Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation today comes from our epistle lesson from Romans chapter 3, where St. Paul writes, "For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." This is our text. Well, happy Reformation Day. I was going to get you all a Reformation Day card, but as I was walking through Pick and Save looking for them, I couldn't find any. There's a whole lot of Halloween cards there, a lot of birthday cards, a lot of anniversary cards, but I couldn't find one Reformation Day card. Maybe it's because it's only us Lutherans that celebrate Reformation Day. I got to tell you, and be honest with you, Pastor Ganey can attest to this, I had a really difficult time picking what lesson to preach on today. Mainly because we've got three pretty awesome texts before us today. There's lots to learn in each and every lesson. I really love that text from Revelation. I mean, it's only two verses, which makes it a little bit difficult to preach on, but that vision of that angel in mid-heaven proclaiming that eternal gospel to every language and tribe and nation and people is just amazing. I mean, that angel really represents what the church's mission is all about, proclaiming that eternal gospel. And yet, when I looked back at old sermons of mine, I've found that I've preached on that text many, many, many times, and it's hard to come up with a new approach when there's only two verses in the text. And then there's our gospel lesson for today, where Jesus is saying to the Jews who used to believe in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Can you imagine what would happen if the whole world followed Jesus' instructions to abide in his word? I mean, just think about it. Shootings like what happened in Pittsburgh yesterday wouldn't happen because we'd be abiding in God's word and we would never, never harm our neighbor like that. And you know, I don't think it's a coincidence that Jesus used those exact words, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples." Think back to how John begins his whole gospel in John chapter 1. He says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And now here in John chapter 8, Jesus says, and he tells us to abide in my word. He is essentially telling us to abide in him. This is great stuff. So then we've got our epistle lesson for today. And I've only preached on the epistle lesson a couple of times in my career on Reformation Day because, after all, St. Paul's writings are difficult to understand sometimes. I mean, sometimes St. Paul is just terrible and difficult to read. But this lesson for today, it really is at the heart of the Reformation, and it brings out the real message of the Reformation. The Reformation wasn't about Martin Luther and his disputes with the Roman Catholic Church. The Reformation is about the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the news that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Take a real close look at that passage in your worship folder today, because it falls right smack dab in the middle of that whole text. And we should all take a very, very careful look at that sentence. Because that sentence right there is our reality. We are all sinners. And we all fall very, very short of the glory of God. If anybody knew that, it was Martin Luther. Martin Luther was an extraordinarily successful monk. He plunged himself into prayer, into fasting, into other ascetic practices. I mean, he went without sleep. He endured bone-chilling cold without a blanket, flagellating himself. I mean, he later commented, if anyone could have earned heaven by the life of a monk, it was me. And yet, while he tried to find favor with God by doing all of that stuff, it really didn't work. He continually felt guilty. He was increasingly terrified by the wrath of God. He wrote once, when it, meaning his soul, when it is touched by this passing inundation of the eternal, meaning God, the soul feels and drinks nothing but eternal punishment. Oh yeah, Martin Luther was very aware of his sin. So much so that deep down, he hated God. But his transformation came as he was teaching at the University of Wittenberg. He was working on his doctorate, and he was preparing lectures for Psalms and the Book of Romans. And finally, as he's studying the Book of Romans, Luther writes, at last, meditating day and night, by the mercy of God, I began to understand that the righteousness of God is that through which the righteous live by a gift of God, namely, by faith. Here I felt as if I was entirely born again and had entered paradise itself through the gates that had just been flung open. And you hear a lot of those same words from that text in Romans. You see a lot of those same words there. Words like righteousness and justified by grace as a gift. We know what a lot of those words are. We know grace. Grace is God's undeserved love for us. And we all know about gifts. We receive gifts. We get them at Christmas and on our birthdays. And we know that gifts are not something we earn. But a gift is something that is freely given to us, even though we may not deserve them. But that word justified, that's not one that we're so familiar with, is it? I want you to picture this scene in your mind, okay? Just clear your heads and imagine that you're in court and you are the accused, you're the defendant. The judge in this case is God the Father. He's the judge. And the prosecuting attorney, well, that's Satan. He's your accuser. He's your prosecuting attorney. You got that in your mind? And by all accounts, you are totally doomed. I mean, the evidence of every sin that you have ever committed is mounting up against you. Satan is bringing up everything that you did according to God's commandments. The things that you did, the things that you didn't do that you should have. Not just in action either, We're talking thought, word, and deed. Everything is mounting up against you. And finally, it's time for closing arguments. And guess what? Your attorney hasn't said a word. Oh, did I mention your attorney? Did I mention who he is? You actually have the best attorney in the world. It is Jesus Christ. And after all the evidence, after all the accusations, he just stands up during the closing arguments and he simply says, I died on the cross for the sins of the whole world, including the sins of my client. And the judge, God the Father, he bangs his gavel and he says, not guilty. And that, my dear friends, is justification. That's what it means to be justified. We are justified by grace through faith, as a gift from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus Christ's death on the cross, God declares in court that we are not guilty. That is what the Reformation is all about. The Reformation is all about the free gift of God. It is the message that there is nothing that we have to do. It's all about what God has done for us in his Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. It is about the faith that we have in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the fact that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, through Scripture alone. Going back to that gospel lesson for today, Jesus teaches us that we are sustained and strengthened by being in God's Word. And that's how we abide in the Word, according to that gospel lesson. And that's why the Board of Stewardship has cleaned out the adult ed closet so that you can take a look at those Bible studies out in the connecting link. We used all those Bible studies in the past, and you can take any one that you wish, totally free of charge. As I said, in our gospel lesson, Jesus tells us to abide in my word. And so our focus each week is to be in God's word, whether it's just here in church and worship, or it's the Bible class, or it's in personal or family devotions, reading the portals of prayer. Over the next few days, as we approach the real Reformation Day, I want you to think about how you personally can abide in his word. Jesus promises amazing, amazing results when he says, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Further, Jesus promises, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. In Jesus' name, amen.